Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it myself, and it's a great honour, surely, to be captain of the side for because we haven't been in a final now since 2008, so it's a great honour for me to be the captain and leading the team into the final.
Do you remember 2008?
I was at that game, but I can't remember too much from it now. There's a couple of boys on the panel at the minute, Conor Dock and Ryan Davenport, that were on that panel that day, but no, I can't remember too much from it now.
There was great expectation about that team that it probably would go on and maybe do well in intermediate, but it didn't happen.
We've been a club over the years that have been hit bad with immigration and things. You know, after that final, I think a lot of boys immigrated, maybe went to college and never made the trip home for games and things then. So it was on a high and then it just came down too quickly then. It just crashed. So we kind of struggled to go on from that end.
You had a great year last year in Division 4, won Division 4, and were highly fancied in the championship to do well.
Last year, you know, we were unlucky against Downings. You know, we just didn't perform on the night. And we had a great league campaign. I think we went undefeated in the league last season. Yeah. And Downings beat us in the semi-final. And we just didn't perform in the night. But we knew this season, if we just went that wee step further, we could get to the final. We have done that, so it's up to us now to perform.
Come in a little bit under the radar this year, because you're kind of in a different league, hadn't you?
Yeah, like we were saying on side there, we've been really struggling all season with injuries. You know, to 6 or 7. Regular starters, and
you were among them.
I was one of them as well. Yeah. So you know, it's hard for a club like ours to be missing that many people from the starting 15 to really build a good league campaign. But we've really started to get them back now at the right time. You know, so I think we're almost at full strength. So
Conor O'Donnell came back at the weekend. Well, he came back against Doris as well for the quarterfinal. Started his first game last week in the semi final.
I mean, Conor showed us, I mean, we all know how good a player Conor is. Like, you know, we've known that for a few years now, but I think the rest of the country are probably just starting to notice now how good he really is. He came on against Doris, won the game, I think it was maybe level, and he scored 3 or 4 points almost in 10 or 15 minutes. So, and, you know, other teams are aware of him too. Like, you know, he's a class act. He's a great player.
Yeah. Getting among the goals yourself, I don't know if it's a record, but you've scored a lot of goals from midfield.
In fairness, I've been in the right place at the right time. The boys have put it on a plate for me. Like, you know, they've done all the hard work. I just had to put the ball in the back of the net at the end of the day. So,
you seem to be able to ghost into that full forward position. Is that a tactic, or do you just do it off the cuff?
No, I just do it off the cuff. Sometimes I just take a wee drift forward. If I see the space in front of me, I'll go under it and maybe try and time my runs and get on the end of things.
Yeah. Playing the Kenny Gales now, playing a team that were in the final last year, didn't turn up and are hurting, so I'm sure they're going to be up for it.
Yeah, no, we're very aware of that. Like, I think they've lost a couple of finals now, and they really didn't perform in last year's final from what I heard, so they've definitely got a point to prove. We'll be very aware of that now, definitely.
What's the mood in Cairn? Is there much activity about it, much excitement now since the weekend?
Great buzz, you know, it was a great buzz even after winning the semi-final there. You know, we don't be in this situation too often. The majority of our squad actually play hurley as well, and they were in a hurling final in O'Donnell Park earlier on in the year, and they were beat. So that's still hurting for a lot of them boys as well. I wasn't part of that myself, but you know, they'll be dying to go out to O'Donnell Park now and hopefully get over the line in this final.
Yeah, and of course, Dad Pori, part of the management team as well, Pori Kelly.
Yeah, it's good to have Dad around. Like, you know, Dad's been going to the games ever since I've been part of the squad, and he was always encouraged to try and take part, but he never did. But Padraig convinced him a couple of years ago, and he's been on board now as well. So that's great to have him around. Yeah.
So the management team are working together well together, aren't they?
Brilliant, aye. So as like Chucky's player manager, so if Chucky is playing, you need
Pori.
So if he's playing, you need somebody along the line to run things. You know, and you've got my father and Paul Newman and Jared Kinago. So you've got three good men there in the sideline to kind of sort things out when Chucky's playing, you know.
And we heard James McMoneagle saying there already that if you were to win it, it'd be like a Garrett Ghost concert for 3 or 4 days.
He's probably right, in fairness. It'd be a huge deal for the club. It wouldn't be far off a 5-day Gareth Brooks concert, if I'm being honest now. Probably wouldn't be far off
it. So looking forward to it.
The whole town is looking forward to it, especially our dressing room. Like, we all know how big of an occasion it is, and hopefully we can get a big crowd up for it as well.